podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
It's the election episode.
Is that the ABC thing?
Oh, it's something. It's like news.
Yeah.
We've got Anthony Albanese versus Scott Morrison.
Two heavyweights.
Oh, these guys. These
love
are some
them.
Different guys.
Yeah, they are different fellas. Different.
I mean, they are pretty different.
What, their age would be pretty similar.
I'd say so.
They're at peak, both at peak. You know, they say.
Politician age.
Totally. Yeah. Where you should be, like probably early 50s.
Totally. Because you don't exactly want to be too old. Like Biden, it's crazy. He's like falling asleep. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Like back end of John Howard, he was too old.
Totally. But then too young, and it's like, you better be charismatic. Otherwise, it's
under
just like
40s, crazy.
Well, it's just like, who is this guy? It's like, yeah, he's gonna like throw a party and like spend all the money on weird shit. Like, he doesn't. There's no maturity. There's no like father figure,
yeah,
or mother figure. Like,
you remember that guy was, well, the Wyatt Roy was like 23.
Yeah,
and that, like, he, there couldn't be a bigger loser in the world than a 23-year-old that wants to get into parliament.
Oh, that's actually the worst combination. Hey, I think people kind of maybe like the underdog story of like a young person.
Well, they say they want a young person.
It's not an actual young person. If a young person's like ready to be in parliament, they have the soul of a 60-year-old.
Yeah, it's like they were probably reading The Age when they were 9.
Exactly. Or 8,
and that's not who you want. You want a kid that was like,
they're just like studying how to do debating better.
Yeah. It's gross.
I feel like, I mean, I personally, I'm pro-democracy. I think we've spoken about this before. I would have a system, I think, ideally, where people are kind of randomly chosen.
Like jury duty.
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, that's brutal, because jury duty already sucks. But imagine then they're like, you're going into federal politics.
Well, I think you just have to make it pay very well. And I think ideally you'd have an algorithm. Yeah, no, but like if you're picking people randomly.
Yeah, it's got to be like you get
they give you like a stipend or something. Yeah, exactly.
You get $7 million a year and you're in.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it was kind of like the lottery, and then people are kind of over the moon. You only get the $7 million like when you're done or something to incentivize, and you've got to go to parliament. You've got to like,
you would get some KPIs. Real duds. It would make question time way better.
No, well, question time's out. You don't need question time if they're randoms.
Really? No, but they have to debate the ideas.
Nah.
And you get to see how they possibly debate.
They don't
them.
Even understand the ideas.
Man, just having like a trucker just on like in front of the press gallery getting absolutely hounded. It's like, I just used to drive for 24 hours a day.
Well, I suppose then you need to have like people who work for the government who explain the concepts. And I suppose then they'd actually have quite a bit of power.
Yeah.
Because however they frame.
This would get corrupted so
would
quick.
Get very corrupt, like, as I'm thinking it through.
The people get picked and then they just have these little fucking like
you tell them what
gossips
to do
and they're just telling them everything.
In their ear, yeah.
What, and so do they get picked into a party or do they get to pick a party?
No, there's
or
no
party politics is gone. No, everyone's independent.
Exactly, yeah. I think everyone's independent, and then you'd have to have a.
So
I
there's
think,
no
ideally,
way to form a government. It's like each
yeah, you vote on the ideas as it goes.
Yeah, now I don't hate this as a rule.
Yeah.
I think if we banned party politics, that'd be terrific.
Well, they're allowed to form coalitions, which they naturally will as ideas come through. Like if there's a proposed legislation about XYZ, everyone will just have a chat about what they reckon. People can make their cases in the parliament for like what they think everyone should vote for. There'd be some kind of standardized way for the like proposal to be explained simply, and so everyone can kind of read it. They don't have to read the whole like proposed legislation because that's too complicated for people. But then the drafting of that standardized summary will be where the fucking politics is. But
yes,
we just need to standardize that and have lots of oversight over that. And then everyone just votes.
What about this as well? They're not allowed to hang out socially outside.
Like jury duty, they have to be in a hotel room.
Dude, big time. So they're for the time they're in parliament.
Yeah.
They've got to be. They can't talk to anyone to form any bigger alliances.
Yes.
Outside of their ideas.
I think that there would be an issue with people trying to pay them off and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can have them in a hotel room like jury duty. They'll simply go crazy. But I
don't
do
mind,
think we
though.
Need to film them 24 hours a day to make sure there's no corruption going on. Or
what
something.
If it's like a
maybe
big,
we make it, we televise it. We
it's
make
like
it
a
like,
Big Brother house type
yeah,
situation.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're all in. Yeah, and exactly. There's no task like where they're like, exactly. We've got to, you know, fill up a task. Thing of sand and paint someone. No, it's like.
It's democracy.
And, yes. and the bills get introduced.
Euthanasia. Is it wrong?
Yeah, that's good. Dude,
is it
that's
right?
Actually a pretty good idea. And then then we can watch
there's
it.
There's like 50 people in there. I also would love the algorithm for it not to be completely random. Obviously, you'd need to like do age limit, so you'd have to be over 18 to be eligible,
yeah,
and potentially under, you know, maybe 65 or 70 or something. But then I would love, I mean, some diversity kind of built in.
Right.
Not only of like race and gender and sexuality and things like that, but I think I'd also like some...
Occupation diversity.
Occupation diversity, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And like... And
region.
Yeah, geographical diversity, exactly, as well.
But so we're looking like at kind of electorates, kind of similar to how they are now,
yeah,
but just like kind of a random person. And then the algorithm would be like, okay, if we get like, yeah, three white men from blah, 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 then yeah, the next one should be a woman or is a bit younger or older or yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. So we kind of get a pretty good picture in the house.
And what if instead of they all get this big prize, the person that contributes the most to democracy, the public vote, yeah, they win $100 million, yes, at the end of the 3-year term.
And the one who does the least house for 3 years killed.
Well, that would make me what?
Well, there's like playoffs.
Yeah, dude, playoffs is like good. Do they all get voted out towards... So that's democracy on democracy.
Oh, my God, so we vote them like, out. We the vote them out. Yeah, so Big Brother.
Towards the end. So there's how it ends is within, yeah, the last week,
yep,
there's two left and they're contesting their...
Two left?
Well, no, it's got to be three.
Now they're like a dictator.
No, it's got to be three.
This is an oligopoly.
It's got to be three for things to get passed, right, because there has to be a majority. So there becomes a final three and they're just doing whatever
they're
they
great.
Want.
They're the best ones that haven't been voted
out. They haven't been voted out.
And we trust them.
So over a 3-year but period, you start losing then. One each week.
I don't know, man. Because I feel like the...
So there's 144, I think.
It starts with 144.
Was that how many...
Electorates.
Electorates are
I have no idea. That's gone. You did politics at uni, hey?
Yeah, I know. I think it's 144. God, I think.
That's a factoid I've never heard.
Seven...
I mean, mate, let's stick with 144. It makes sense.
Might be a touch more because I think you need 70. No, I reckon it's 144.
I wouldn't.
I think you need 70. Oh, yeah, anyway, I don't know.
I don't think it matters. But... There's a lot. I don't think, though, we want less and less and less because then they just have too much power.
Like, yeah,
we want
but no, that's the point. That's what we then watch. So we get rid of the dust. The only thing is that the local electorates won't be as represented in the Big Brother house.
Should have had better people. And yeah. I think this would actually kind of encourage community spirit within each electorate.
Yeah.
Because if you're seeing stupid stuff happening in your electorate, that's like a bigger issue for yeah. you now because that... Like the dumb cunt down the road could actually get elected to be
Dude,
representing
totally,
you.
And
in
imagine
Parliament.
How much pride you would have in your local member if you then tuned in to watch it and they're there representing you and you want them to go well because if they get voted out, then you don't get anything, any of your ideas. So, like.
Totally. It's actually quite nice because currently, I mean, at least theoretically, this isn't actually what happens, but like each area, each electorate gets together and kind of selects. The best person
yes.
to represent them. But then that kind of creates like a top heavy environment where like the lower people who aren't as probably the electorate isn't as proud of.
Yes.
They kind of fall by the wayside because who cares about them? We're choosing the best person to go off and represent us. But if it's a random person, then all of a sudden yeah. like you have to worry about the
you've got to be encompassing
the people that you'd otherwise would have left behind.
It would create so much pride in your local community because it's like you're one of us. I think it's a really good honestly think it's a really good idea.
What about one more thing? Because yeah. like a truly random person, you just end up with some absolute duds. And I think your system of like whittling down is a good way to get rid of the duds. How about instead of voting for, like currently, each electorate votes for the best person.
Yes.
How about each electorate gets one veto?
When you start bringing vetoes in, it really does create, that's when game playing and then like.
Yeah. Or like what if there's like three random people selected? And then the electorate votes for the best of the three.
Yes.
Because that way we, they have some power and it's not just a completely random person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, look, yeah, if you want to do it.
And then they go into the Big Brother house.
Then they go
this is actually a fantastic system.
But the Big Brother could be the Governor General in our current setup.
Oh, who's doing the voice
of
the Big
Brother? Yeah, it's the Governor General.
That's the Queen. Going to the Queen. Go straight to the Queen. She can do it remotely.
They have diary room and she's the Queen.
This is Big Sister. Please, your next challenge today.
I actually think it would be like, yeah, it would actually be really good. And it would raid through the fucking roof. Like, I don't know how many people watch Question Time, but it's kind of got like a Squid Game element to it as well. And I feel like you could really watch and like, yeah, with kind of bated breath waiting to see who's next.
And it would encourage engagement with politics as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of this legislation that goes through or whatever.
I don't know what it is.
It's very boring.
But it's like each Monday, if they have the bills or whatever, and then they sit around and it all gets explained to
and
them.
And it has to be explained in layman's terms because a lot of these people are like not, they don't have any expertise here.
Yeah.
But then, and then we'd have to just have very vetted, very objective and kind of unbiased people drafting the,
yes,
the simplified
also,
language.
And now I'm getting a bit too much into the reality TV model. Yeah. Maybe a few immunity challenges as well.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe like nailing something. You know how they, because they do on the press tours, they do the hard hats, they do, they go into the factories or whatever. Maybe there's a few things.
I don't think we want to encourage that behavior, but what do we want to encourage in politicians? I don't think we care if they're physically good.
Honesty, I think.
Yeah, so we do honesty challenges. I know who wins. Oh,
but just put them all on a fucking lie detector.
Yeah.
I also like the idea of when they get picked, they don't get a chance to say goodbye to their family. Middle of the night, they get taken out of their house. Blindfolded, put in.
I like the idea of that too. Why not? Okay, so what I thought we'd do, I thought we'd do the vote compass on the ABC.
I'd love that.
So,
are we both going to do it?
Yeah. But I've got it in my hand, so I'll ask the question.
Does this tell you where you are on the political spectrum?
So at the end, it tells you where you are on the political spectrum, and it decides this by asking you a bunch of questions about where you stand.
Yes.
There's like 20 questions or something. No, 30.
My girlfriend did it the other day.
Oh, fun.
She's quite centrist, and she was quite upset because she's like, I'm way more left-wing.
I think of myself as left-wing. Well, I mean, this is fascinating thing.
I've done it in the past, and I probably think of myself as quite center-left. I'm always way further left.
There we go.
I'm like a socialist.
Interesting. I mean, I have done it as well.
Yeah,
like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm left as well, but not as – I used to be so left, like when I was younger.
Not even on the chart anymore.
Every question, I'm just saying the most lefty thing. But there's a few this time
there's a few good ones.
Well, there's a few where I was like, I think I am the kind of the not most lefty position. I suppose I'll read them out and then we can discuss them.
I love it.
This
okay.
is what the episode's
going to be. Am I keeping score or you can put it in
I'm going to be inputting it.
Okay, I love it.
So,
question number one.
And I should say the options for each question are – don't know.
Yeah.
And then strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Ooh, there's scales here. There's scope to have,
exactly. Okay. So first one, terminally ill patients should be able to end their own lives with medical assistance.
Okay.
They're starting strong.
That is such a banger to open with. Jesus Christ. I mean, I strongly agree.
You strongly agree that terminally ill patients, I mean,
also this is where the
detail comes in, yeah.
I mean, there has to be a state body that all agree. You can't just say, I'm terminally ill.
Oh, you need
to. You can't just wake up one day. You need to be
I mean, medical assistance, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I strongly agree. I
suppose the only other thing is, yeah, you do need checks and balances on, like, exactly, like a doctor who's unbiased. Elder abuse.
I mean, I know this question does fall into the ideological battle that is, but I'm like, also this one.
Well, but that's why left and right is so simplistic because there's all these different like social and kind of political and economic issues.
And it's also like left and right in the context of Australian politics, I assume, which is, it does vary everywhere you go.
Totally. And it is funny that, like lefties are meant to be, you know, more focused on the humanity of people and more kind of
lefties.
Sympathetic. Yes, and in this case, it's like, obviously it's sympathetic to want people or not require people based on some kind of religious thing, not to be able to end their lives if they're going through pain and that's what they want to do. But also it's like, if you're too pro it, it's like, what do you want to kill old
exactly.
people?
Yeah, exactly. Murder old people. It's like, I'll do it if you want. I'd love to do it. Yeah. Give me a pillow. I'll go to the nursing homes now.
I love it. I'm passionate. Okay. So I reckon for what we input, we need to agree on something each time.
Oh, so we're doing it together?
I think we're doing it together,
nice. Yeah.
Or is it just you?
No. Let's do it together.
Yeah, let's do it together.
I don't think we'll disagree on too much. Do you strongly agree with that?
I strongly agree.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it look good. How many immigrants should Australia admit? Many fewer, somewhat fewer, about the same as now, somewhat more, and many more.
Many fewer. That's a strange way to word it. Many fewer.
Many fewer.
Many fewer. Okay, I have an opinion on this.
Yes.
Also, do we know what the current number is?
No.
Well, I
think it's like fucking zero now because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
They're literally like the last 2 years.
Well,
like,
then we can't be many fewer.
Exactly. Yeah, minus kick some out.
Yeah, we kick some out. Yeah.
How many immigrants come to Australia?
I still think we'd be looking at like 200,000 maybe a year.
What? Okay. Wow, it is in the 12 months to March 2021, Australian net overseas migration was minus 95,000.
Oh, we lost? Yeah, people went home.
In 2021, 160,000 skilled and family permanent visas.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been. And even that's got COVID.
Yeah.
Do we have a pre-COVID number?
No.
Look, I think
13,000 humanitarian visas in 2020.
13,000. So
and
that's
1,600. Yeah.
People who
held a temporary visa.
My opinion is we should increase the refugee uptake But I also am very cautious, and maybe this isn't a popular opinion, just because of Australia's lack of water. It's like we have we have a population limit. Apparently we can't go more than about 33, 34 million. We just don't have enough water to serve. Like, besides this East Coast belt that the majority of, like 80% of the country lives on.
Yes.
It's like, it's fucking, there's no water in the, not enough water in the middle of the country.
I mean, so, the middle, no one's going to the middle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But so everyone's like, we've got all this room, but it's like, we don't actually have as much room. So there is a cap on the amount of population we can have. I agree of that course. We should, you know, open the borders, let more people in. But I do think it has to be monitored somewhat.
Well, of course.
We can't let 20 million come in
of
one go.
Of course not. I mean, yeah. And that's where, I mean, when people talk about this, I suppose the extreme left position would be like open borders, like who cares?
Yes.
That's just like stupid.
It's insane.
No one would want actually.
Like, you can't do that.
If you did that, like millions of people would come immediately.
And there's nowhere to go. There's just nowhere to go.
You obviously need to manage it. But then that's, I suppose then, like my instinct is more.
Mm.
But like,
I would say it's more.
I don't know. Just to do the maths but on dude, like, right now the right amount, I don't know.
It's minus 95,000. Yeah, so the answer many is more. Many more.
Yeah. Yeah, how many immigrants should Australia admit? I agree with you that I'd say, like, refugees, I think we should be taking many more.
We can take more
immigrants,
refugees.
I feel like maybe we're already taking, like, pre-COVID a good amount. I don't know. I just don't know. How many are we taking?
I don't know. I mean, I think they want skilled immigrants now.
I mean, I'd love them to. I mean, if we're inviting people around, if they could be skilled.
If they could do something, great. You get to that'd choose. That'd be awesome. Well, I do think we choose. That's somewhat what they more? Do. They choose. I guess we go somewhat more. It's definitely more, somewhat more due to this like population water issue that I've flagged.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
No, I reckon maybe you go many more just because it's like we're currently taking zero.
Well, this, okay, we're going
to. So it's a bit of a bad question.
Okay, we're going many more.
Let's go many more. How much should Australia spend on its military?
Oh,
much less, somewhat less, about the same as now, somewhat more, much more.
And now this is another. I have no idea how much we spend. I think it's like 4% of the budget. I think it's more than you think.
Percentage of GDP spent on defence.
Is that what the measuring stick is, the GDP?
I think.
Or do they use total budget?
So 2% of GDP.
2% of GDP. Well, okay.
Defence spending.
That's a bit. I mean, I reckon that's enough.
That was in 2019.
That's definitely enough.
Okay, in 2013, it was 1.59.
Yeah, but so it's been increasing. We probably had a Labor government in. They're never going to spend as much as a Conservative.
Yeah,
government.
Yeah. So it's been steadily increasing since then.
Well, you know what? Actually, I am like, whatever, war's bad, but we are on the verge of a world war here.
Well,
maybe
this is the
we
thing.
Fucking do need to.
This is the thing,
dude.
I feel like when war kicks off, it makes you actually. I mean, Germany, for example, have like upped their.
What's America's war budget spent?
Yeah, this is good. This is okay. Percentage of GDP, though. Yeah,
GDP.
Germany, percentage of GDP.
United States in 2020 was only 3.7%.
Oh, that's
but they are the biggest double, economy.
Though. Totally.
So that is a lot.
Below 1.5% currently in Germany, but I think they...
Dude, ours is pretty high compared to the rest of the world. Do we have a good military?
More than 2% of GDP, that I think they've recently pledged in Germany. Because Germany, because of the war, I remember seeing...
Weren't allowed to have more.
Exactly.
They had like the handbrake on from the rest of the world. But now, this watch fucking Germany, dude. Watch them. They also haven't been that cool in this whole Ukrainian thing. They've been one of the real kind of like laggers. Most militaries... Dude, we seem to spend quite a lot.
Yeah, I think... 2% seems pretty good based on that.
There's only so much you can spend. It's like, you could spend more, but then you don't have roads.
Totally.
I always go back to roads. It's the only example that I know.
Exactly.
We need roads. We need footpaths. We need roads. There's a party going on outside this studio.
Guys, we're actually doing a podcast on politics.
We're actually being very intelligent this time. I would say the percentage is a relevant way to measure it.
Yeah.
But we're a smaller country. So you could argue that maybe our percentage needs to be a bit higher.
Yeah, we're a small country, but also plus we've our got GDP is quite big. Like, well, I think we're 17th in the world, our total GDP.
Stop it, really?
Yeah.
Good Lord, okay.
God, am I wrong about that?
We can't be Googling.
Okay, I don't care. GDP Australia rank 13th.
13th?
13th largest GDP.
That's pretty good.
Dude, we kill it.
We're good.
We kill it.
Oh my God, 13th.
So 13th spending 2% is like, we actually should be feared.
I suppose we've got a big territory to defend.
That's true.
But then in my mind, we're relatively small, but we're 13th. So
13th,
we're not that small.
Dude, that's crazy.
Oh my God.
We're so rich.
I'm chuffed.
I'm proud.
I can't get the grin off my face. 13. I was like, we were like 40th for sure.
They should tell people that because like there's a big issue in Australia. I think people aren't proud to be enough. Australian. Yeah. And we're like, but it's like, we're fucking 13th.
We're like a, I've heard people describe us as like a force in Asia. Like we're
a, well,
like
we are a force.
A dominant, you know, 13th. Player. We're a big player in Asia.
Man, that's good. So good Lord.
So I, but my instinct was like in war.
Yeah.
It's like China v. America. Not in war, but they're like the big players and we're entering a situation in the world where there's going to be like two dominant powers jockeying for position as opposed to like previously where there's just been one. That's way bigger.
They're the one US. And two on the GDP scale.
Totally. But China's catching up. But like we're never going to have as good a military as them. So there's an argument for just like having kind of no military and then just like just trying to make friends with
but
them.
But now I hear that we're 13th with 2% spend.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we're such an asset to either one of...
Yeah.
That's such a bump up. That's huge. It's like we just add on. We're a player. We're a tool.
Yeah. So what you reckon same as now?
Dude, I reckon if you're like, if America or if we side with China, which I'm not against.
Yeah, neither.
If we're they're like, hey, plus we've added Australia to our team.
And yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
like, everyone would be like, fuck, that's actually pretty
that's
sick.
That's actually not bad.
It's not World War One when they just threw us in at Gallipoli.
No.
It's like we're 2%.
Yeah.
2% of our, of 13th in the, like.
Yeah.
Man, we've got some, we must have some stuff.
But isn't
where it, do they put the stuff?
What, isn't it a bit like coming to a gunfight with a knife, though?
Us?
Yeah.
I'd say we're coming with
you're joining a team.
I'd say we've got a slightly smaller gun. So I reckon we've still got a gun.
So there's two guys with big guns.
I think they've got machine guns. We've got a pistol. Behind,
we've got a pistol.
Yeah, and the pistol still can do damage.
Yeah, totally.
But then, like, New Zealand would have the knife.
Yeah. I reckon we're about the same.
I think we leave it.
Yeah, I think we leave
I'm
it.
I'm a war guy now.
I mean, Ukraine, it does make you, like, it's not crazy. These uncertain times coming
uncertain
ahead.
Times. We leave it. We leave it.
We need defense. And defense, they're also jumping in and helping with floods and stuff. You know, they have other roles and humanitarian
they
roles
have been
as well.
Doing quite a lot, yeah.
And probably not really that much, and that's
I don't
probably
know what they do.
All just for PR. But
I do
working.
Love politicians, or people just in general, love to say, send the army in.
Yeah, and we're some of those people. Okay, about the same as now. How high should the minimum wage be? Much lower, somewhat lower, about the same as now, somewhat higher, much higher.
Well... That's such an interesting one because it's like you talk to people from around the world and they fall off their chairs when you tell them that people in cafes in Australia are earning $22 an hour.
I don't think it needs to be higher.
It's pretty high.
It's 20.3 an hour. I think the problem is compliance with the minimum wage.
That's interesting.
Don't you think?
If we get more people to make sure they pay it.
Well, I just feel like a lot of these, you know, like cafes and stuff just aren't paying it.
Yeah, but I would love... But then they argue that's why they charge you an extra 5% on a Sunday for your eggs because they're like, well, totally. We can't afford to pay. But I agree. Look, one of the great joys in Australia is that people can work in different places.
Yeah.
I think the minimum wage, it shouldn't be higher, I don't think. But I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good. We're about the same as now.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
We're nailing it in terms of, I feel like the takeaway here is going to be Australia's doing better.
We love Australia.
How much funding should non-government schools receive from the Commonwealth? Much less, somewhat less, about the same as now, somewhat more, much more.
Okay, just way more is my answer.
Non-government schools.
Oh, non-government? Yeah. I would strip them of every dollar they
Me
have.
Me too. Yeah. Get rid of every single...
They shouldn't fucking get money.
How the fuck are
Why
you
do they get
any money at all?
They shouldn't get money, and I know they've got an argument being like, well, we pay tax, so we deserve to get it, but fuck off. And you made the choice to pay the money
exactly.
to send your kid there.
Well, it's going to be become unaffordable for... Well, then good go to a fucking government school.
Totally.
And some of that money could be used on making the government school less shit. You fucking pieces of garbage.
How we've ended up in the situation where there's government schools getting less than private schools that then also have this injection of cash from the parents. It's like, what fucking inequality bullshit is this?
It's so annoying. How much funding? Much
I would also
less.
Burn them down.
Yeah.
And just have government schools.
I think they should be
shouldn't
illegal.
Them.
It should be illegal to yes. privatise education.
Yes.
It should be public.
So we euthanise the private schools and the old people that are terminally ill.
Thank God we've invested in defence because we needed to get some people with guns to go in.
Send the military into the private schools.
Do it. Okay, done. Much less. Next one. What share of childcare costs should be paid for by the federal government?
Oh,
much smaller, somewhat smaller, about the same.
I know. I don't know. And I'm not a parent. I don't know the ins and outs of this.
Neither.
And I do think... So what I would know that I'm sure we do have some
subsidy
like,
or
socialist type idea that it is like there would be something subsidised.
Yeah.
So if you are a single mum, for example, something would be paid.
Yeah,
and there is paid parental leave built in.
Okay, so there's a childcare subsidy calculator here that says you get $120 a day for 50 weeks per year.
That seems all right. How much is childcare? See, I don't even know how much it is.
I reckon we say don't know for this.
No. I think
we just don't know.
Yeah, I just think
we can't just Google everything.
Your parents would have such a good opinion on this.
Yeah, and we're not parents.
Yeah, I just don't know. I really
don't
know.
Let's go, don't know. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm so fine with that. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, how much power should trade unions have in the workplace?
Oh, this is a good one.
Much less, somewhat less, about the same, much more.
This is good. Because I play both sides of this argument. If I ever chat to like people that, you know, Bleeding Heart lefties or guys in there. And I do feel like I'm a proud... I've got nothing to do with the trade union movement. Mm. Actually, I do.
And you're proud of that.
My grandfather was the head of the trade union in the South Coast. He was then part of the Labor Party. So maybe I do have a tie to this.
I mean, that's a tie.
I've also got a lot of mates that are small bit, like chippies, that are small bit. And, and they're just like these fucking, and I'm like, man, they've got too much power.
Totally.
They're taking the workers. They're
strong-arming.
Off the work. You can't get a job done because of these bloody unions.
Totally. It's inefficient.
Yeah. I do love collective bargaining, and I love to see the power to bring down fat cats, but
I feel like if they didn't exist, like...
Well, we wouldn't have these great minimum wages.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have this childcare subsidy. So maybe whether they need more power... Right now, I would say they have much more power than their membership base dictates. Because we had this huge trade union movement in the 70s and the 80s where memberships were at an all-time high. Now it's like, look at membership rates, it's dwindling.
Totally. It depends on the industry so much too, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're better
unions. I feel like in construction and electricians or whatever, that it's a thing. But I feel like in other spheres... But it's also
workplace to workplace.
Totally.
You know, like there'll be some jobs where everyone's a member of the union. Yeah.
And then sometimes there's more, depending on how big the industry is, I don't know.
I would say right now, because this is a tug of war debate, this one between, and I almost think in the same way that politics should be left and right, a contest, and you kind of tug each way on the thing to get the best result.
Yeah.
I would say the unions... I need to be there to kind of hold the other people to account. Whether they overstep
too much power, there would be a world where nothing's getting done because
it's crazy.
The wages are too high. Let's say if you doubled minimum wage, for example, people would get laid off. So it wouldn't work.
A 6-day weekend. That's where it would end up.
Totally. I mean, probably wouldn't though, because I mean, unions need the positions to exist. So if they would never ask for a 6-day weekend because they'd know that that's not viable, and then
they went down to a negotiation talking about extending the weekend, they would start with a 6-day weekend and then just whittle it back. Basic negotiations, knowing you'd never get the 6-day weekend.
But it wouldn't be good for, like, if my point is that I originally just started saying that unions want what's best for workers, so they'd push for like unreasonable stuff that would be inefficient business-wise. But they do have a vested interest in the business being efficient and doing well, because if it's too inefficient, then it fucking goes belly up and everyone loses their job.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm kind of now leaning more. I'm going to go...
You think less?
Somewhat more.
You think more power to the unions?
Yeah. Registrations are dwindling.
Yeah, okay, let's get more people.
Unions enough.
I've been a member of the 3 weeks.
We have one, like a media union or something?
Do we?
Yeah.
I'm not joining.
The MEAA.
I don't support them, but... I don't want them getting involved in my contract negotiation.
I don't want to pay a fee.
For a 3-week period, once I worked at a place called the Social Research Centre in Melbourne, and everyone was in a, it's like a glorified call centre. You call people about government surveys or whatever.
Yes.
But everyone was in the union there. The day I started, a union rep came. I joined the union.
Yeah.
For the 3 weeks I was there.
That's sick. I had to
pay a monthly fee. I think it was 15 for the month.
I've just never had that experience.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, unions should be around more.
You'd love to see them
in my life.
But in the world, now this new world of like startups and people, you know, there's different. I mean, who knows where the union.
Exactly.
But I also, you know, it's based in the working class movement. I have to support the union.
I reckon the unions, they should be unions based on like vibe, because currently they're industry specific.
So they go around to negotiate the vibe in workplaces.
No, as in like it's a union of people who are like fun.
Yeah.
And if you want fun people at your office, well, then you've got to pay a certain wage because all the fun people are like signed up for the fun union.
And then, but then what do they, how do they use that as a bargaining chip?
Because people need fun people in the workplaces.
So they say, we'll take the fun people. Culture. Oh, that's good.
We go around and we get all the fun people.
So
we
the union headhunts the fun people. That's good.
Across all sorts of industries. And then, we say, look, fun people have come together. We've been thinking. And we want a 25% increase. Totally.
I noticed you got office drinks coming up on Friday.
Exactly.
I'll take these fun people off the job site today.
Oh, it's going to be a bit awkward at drinks.
conversationalist there? Oh, going to be a bit dull, isn't it?
That's a shame.
Oh, no one knows how to make a cocktail. Oh, what a shame. Maybe increase our wage.
Exactly. So that's just an idea.
No, that's a great idea. Okay, we'll go a little bit more.
A little bit more. So there should be fewer tax breaks on investment properties. Strongly disagree.
Disagree.
There should be fewer. They're trying to trick us with a double negative here.
There should be fewer tax breaks.
Oh, no, that's... We agree.
Yeah.
There's currently negative gearing and stuff.
Yes.
Lots of tax breaks on investment properties. There should be way fewer.
Neither party can remove the negative gearing tax break at the moment because it's a lot of votes.
Well, it's just so popular, yeah.
Yeah. But I think they should get it. And that would make life
surely strongly
so much easier for low-income people that need to rent houses.
Oh, it's like that's a big problem that's in our society.
A huge issue that we have in Australia.
Exactly. Strongly, strongly agree. The federal government should underwrite private insurance coverage for flood losses.
Oh, this is like a topical one.
Yeah.
I mean,
because apparently that's the problem now. Like in these flood areas, insurance is like so expensive because it's like, yeah, it's going to fucking happen pretty soon.
And so underwrite, does that mean?
I think like pay for it something.
No, I think they should legally hold them to account.
Hold who to account?
The insurance companies. Or if they just don't have the money.
Yeah, people, they're unaffordable. Because that's all insurance companies do. They assess the risk and then they come up with a policy and then they charge everyone based on the risk. But if the risk's too high, then the insurance policy's too high and then people can't afford it.
Oh,
so what do you do?
I guess so. Fuck, that's
at some point they shouldn't though, because then that's inefficient and all our tax dollars are paying for people to live where it's
where they
flood.
Shouldn't live. At some point, yeah, they have to not do it. I mean, it's a real free market solution is to be like, fuck it, move away from the place.
But there should be a bit of like, let people live where they want to live, even if it's going to flood a bit
more.
So
can we go agree?
We could be neutral.
Oh, it is a I'm neutral.
Oh, I think should underwrite. I think I'm neutral.
Yeah, I'll go with neutral for sure.
Yes,
because it's got to be a bit of like I do feel at, in the moment they should, but at the end of the day, you're like, come on, you can't keep living there.
And it just depends.
And I know it's hard. It's quite. I saw the Channel 9 people crying. They're in tinnies. It's sad.
But I think also them underwriting maybe they need to calculate it differently or have a rule where they need to charge a certain amount, but like just paying what the insurance companies are asking for.
Yeah.
Is that the best solution? I just don't know.
That's I don't know neutral. Either.
Next one. Cannabis should be legalized for recreational use. Strongly agree, baby.
Yeah, it's just absolutely strongly agree.
Hell yes. The federal government should commit to funding a pay increase for aged care workers.
Oh.
I think that's just kind of happening, isn't it?
Well,
I think that's one of the big Labor policies is to kind of raise the wages for aged care workers.
Well, I mean, it's this kind of insight into the aged care system has been quite harrowing. Mm. It sounds pretty grim in there. And yeah, better people being paid more, I think that would probably help.
Strongly agree, sure.
You've got to look after old people, you know, they live a life. Exactly. I don't want them to be, when you hear how depressed they are and lonely, it breaks my heart.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, strongly agree. Asylum seekers should be held in offshore detention centres while their claims are being processed.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Put them in a fucking WeWork or
WeWork. Well, yeah. Get them to work.
Get them to.
What are they doing in there?
Well, they can start their own little online crypto business. Like, just put them in. We've got these floating desks in places now. Like,
and they're
room.
Empty. I'm seeing them being empty.
Dude,
give
pop them
the
in there.
Refugees crypto.
Give them crypto and a swipe pass. It's actually the way to do it.
You're allowed to sleep in the meditation room. Okay, strongly disagree. How much money should out-of-work Australians receive in unemployment benefits?
Ooh.
Less, same as now, much more.
No, it's got to be more. I only know this from a few years ago when I did that project.
So yeah.
It's cripplingly low, the dole.
Let's go much more.
I think much more. I think there's got to be a point. The argument is always people will get comfortable, but it's so low that I don't think you could get. You can't live in either Sydney or Melbourne, Brisbane maybe as well, with cost of living on whatever that
totally out of work. I also think I don't agree with the. So I think that if you paid someone like a comfortable amount to do nothing,
yes,
obviously some percentage of people would just chill and do nothing.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
that's like. But I feel like maybe you just need to cop that as a society because I personally don't buy that most people would just do nothing. Most people don't want to sit around all day and do nothing.
Totally. And when
it's
you're
like annoying and boring.
Also, and when you're a country with a population of 25 million and you've got the 13th GDP in the world, it's like we can afford to look after people out of work.
Yeah, exactly.
13th GDP. We got cash.
Totally.
We're so rich. We're the fucking elite private school parents that I hate. Like, that's who we are. It's crazy.
Oh, on a global. Hang on. What's GDP divided by population ranking? GDP per capita. Number one, Qatar.
Oh. Yeah, there'd be some little ones that are killing
it. Oh, no, we're not too good.
I guess 25 million.
We're 21st there.
I guess 25 million is more than you think. Because there's these little countries with like 4 or 5 million
exactly.
that are crazy resource
number two,
heavy.
Brunei, all these little ones.
Yeah, we don't care.
San Marino. But 21st is still pretty good.
21st is fine.
Yeah, 21st richest in the world.
Nothing to sneeze at.
All right, so we think how much money should they get? Much more?
Yeah,
let's go much more.
Much more.
Yeah. How much should Australia spend on foreign aid?
Oh, well, look, we have an obligation. As you said it before, we're a superpower in Asia and, more importantly, the South Pacific.
I don't know about super, but yeah.
Well, in the Pacific we are. I did a subject on this at uni, actually.
Oh, right.
Politics in the Pacific. And we're the guy. We're the king.
Yeah.
So it's like we have an obligation to look after the South Pacific. So I would say, I mean, there's areas we could always give aid, I think.
Australia's aid spend will total an estimated $4.3 billion in 2021 to 2022, a decrease of $144 million. This represents a cut of 4.9%.
Right.
That's the foreign aid budget at the moment.
Right. Do they measure this as a GDP number as well?
Yeah. Let's put GDP.
Because I do think we have an obligation as well. Are these, I mean,
definitely we
and
do.
And we definitely do, but I don't know how.
Compared to defence, I feel like that's...
You think we could drop some off the military budget and pop it into foreign aid?
Hang on. So this says it's 0.21% of our gross national income.
0.2, right.
Yeah. 0.2.
I reckon we spend more.
Oh, much more.
Because there's a lot of poor countries around us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this links into... Fuck, this is such a politics podcast. You know how the Solomon Islands recently have like done a deal with China?
Have they? Oh, yeah. I did read about this, yes.
And they're not going to put, like, basically that's quite close to us.
Yeah.
Quite far away from China. They're meant to be our friends, yeah. You know?
We should give them more foreign aid.
But, like, so there's like a soft diplomacy benefit to being giving foreign aid and being nice and being, like,
absolutely.
Lovely to your region, because then they're less likely to do deals with other powers and fuck you over and let them build...
I would say we knock 0.5 off military spend into foreign aid.
Oh, we've already said keep military spend.
And you
spend
go to the Solomon Islands and it's like popping. Yeah. You know, they've got skate parks and shit.
Exactly. WeWorks, buy them crypto, much more. How much should wealthier people pay in taxes?
Oh, how wealthy? If they're real wealthy, fucking
take them down a bit. Yeah.
The problem is the real rich don't pay much at all.
Yeah.
And I do feel for these like...
The middle people.
The middle rich.
Yeah.
That I'm not there.
Totally.
But they're the ones getting kind of shafted, paying like 50 cents to the dollar a lot of the time.
Totally. Yeah, I reckon like...
I think as a rule, I would say rich people should pay more, definitely.
Totally. I mean, some more money.
I just love to tax.
As someone who's not in the category. You're absolutely. Like, of course, yes, please.
Tax the middle class. Let's
take some more from those people. Should we go somewhat more to kind of...
Somewhat more, yes.
Account
yes.
For
I think
this
we can agree with that because like,
exactly who.
Yeah, these billionaires and high-end millionaires should be paying more tax than they are, but they're good at swindling it through.
Yeah, they're all Cayman Islands.
I would say company, if there's a question about company tax rates, I would tax the high-end companies much more.
Totally. And then remember the Panama Papers?
Nothing.
Like nothing happened because of that?
You can't do anything.
I mean, I think there are things happening about like organising how tax is paid like by these global companies. But I think the person who revealed the Panama Papers was murdered.
Of course. Yeah, like, I think there was three murders associated with it. Coincidences.
Oh, yeah. Suicide.
Yeah.
How much should they pay? Somewhat more. How much federal government funding should there be for universities?
Ooh.
Much less. About the same. Much more.
I don't see. I think now maybe there needs to be more due to the lack of international students.
Yeah, they've taken a hit, I feel like, and
it was
got less funding.
It's a huge industry.
Yeah,
and now
our third biggest industry or something, maybe even
was
second.
Was it that big?
I think so.
I only know this. My girlfriend's mother is a big academic in the works in universities, and she was telling me it's really tricky out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost their jobs. And an educated country is a smart country. It's
totally.
A rich country.
Yeah, and then that's what rich countries should be doing is investing in like high-minded ideas and new technologies and sexy stuff that other countries can't do because they don't have the resources.
Exactly.
And then we can become like basically also as a country, don't we want to be doing less like of the basic harder shit, like getting down in holes and mining?
Yeah, we want to be like a smart.
We just want to be like zooming around and like doing light
work.
We want
a Silicon Valley style country.
Ultimately, it's like easier to think than to work physically.
Of course, yeah.
So you kind of generally, I think, want to skew towards just being able to chill more.
Yeah. We want to chill. So more money to unis.
Yeah, much more? I'd go much more.
Let's go much more.
Let's go much
more.
Why not?
Let's
Indigenous communities in Australia should have final say over whether mining projects can go ahead on their traditional lands. Disagree. Neutral. Agree.
Yeah. I think we give them a bit more power.
Yes. So I suppose this for me, it's like... My instinct is yes, but obviously, I mean...
You want to know what's down there. What are they digging
out? There's some line somewhere, isn't there, of like, what's traditional lands? Like, it's all traditional land.
I mean, it's all traditional land, but I mean, if there's a community living and existing there, I think that's got to be a no-brainer. It's like you can't come in...
Totally.
Unless, I mean, and if it's a sacred place as well, it's like you shouldn't...
But there is a tricky line then of like,
it's like
you could say anything sacred.
Of course.
But then presumably there's
but
some
what are
process
these like mining
then.
These mining companies from like you know, China or Germany or wherever they're from, and they come in and they just raid our land, take the money. They employ people in Australia.
Well, it depends
and
how many of us get it, yeah.
It's good for the economy, but it's like, also, it's like, why doesn't our government just fucking do it? Set up our own mining companies. Get in there. Let's take the profit.
Are there Australian companies getting
they're
in
all,
there? Surely.
Yeah, Australian companies, but I'm saying government-owned, like Qantas originally.
Yeah.
Let's go into business ourselves, and we're the shareholders.
So you're happy to get rid of the 13th
biggest economy in the world, pay us all more.
So you think the traditional lands, forget about that, if Australia is reaping the benefits. But if it's Germany reaping the benefits, then no.
Well, they've done have a dog in the race. Totally. You know? I would say no. I'd say they should have a huge say in whether we do it. On
so somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I think strongly agree. Deep down, I think. I'm not in the mining game, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah, so strongly agree.
Totally. Love it. Political parties should have gender quotas that require them to have a comparable number of male and female parliamentarians.
Yes, I do think that. I think it's like, we're not talking about like a comedy lineup. I think it's like we're talking about the contest of ideas. It should be a representative of the population of a country. And we're about 50-50 split. So it's like, yes, more women would be ideal.
I think the only caveat I'd say here is I think I agree. I like quotas because they pull us out of like where previously there's been discrimination.
Mm.
But then I think eventually they shouldn't be necessary. They're kind of like Band-Aid solutions for me.
Until
society is kind of equal.
Oh, and there could be an argument early in the quota that the best person isn't getting the job as well. But you have to look long-term.
And totally, that's kind of what a quota is.
Yes.
It's putting someone in there, even though they're probably not the most qualified person based on some sort of identity. And that's fine if you're trying to overcome previous discrimination, in my mind.
Yeah.
But at some point, they're kind of unnecessary once you achieve that, which hasn't happened yet. So I think I'd go somewhat agree for that reason, as opposed to strongly agree.
Oh, sure.
Yeah? Nice.
No, I do agree. I think you're right, because it isn't a solution. Ideally, we should get to a point where we don't need
it.
At all. But right now, it's like, also I would even put a quota in on portfolios in a government that should be
equal. Do you know what I mean? They have to have like good portfolios. Yeah, it's all well and good. Otherwise, you can give all the women the shitty ones.
And just pop them on the back bench. It's like, no. And then it's like a boys' club at the front bench in the big decision-making anyway. It's like the quotas should extend to that.
Love it. How much should the federal government spend on social housing?
Well, I don't know how much they spend now. I think they need to make it better.
I reckon much more.
It's
surely
you'd have to think it's
housing crisis. There's a crisis.
Well, and it's only going to get bigger due to the tax breaks that we spoke about before. It's like more people can't afford to live in houses.
Exactly. So I reckon much more.
Yeah, much more.
Do you agree?
Yes.
How much should Australia do to reduce its carbon emissions? Much less, about the same, much more.
More.
Much more?
Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
We're powering through these.
What are we doing? Much more.
More water needs to be preserved to protect the environment, even if this means less water is available for farming. Oh, my God, this is a water-based thing. This is what you were saying
and
before.
This is like a tricky question, and it's like, disagree, I don't know. Neutral, I watched a document, not a documentary, like an episode of Four Corners on the Murray Basin or whatever.
Yeah,
and how the pumping,
they're running out.
Because the farmers take it.
Yeah.
When it gets to a certain point, but it's just like killing the river.
Yeah.
But it's like if we don't give it to the farmers, then it's like we can't feed the country.
Yeah.
It's like it's not, I don't think it's a simplistic answer. It's
more
like, do we need more sustainable ways to farm? But this is a problem in a country with no water.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's I don't know.
Neutral. I don't know. I really don't know. The environment is important, but it's like we need more water.
But you still need food. Okay, Australia should no longer export coal to other countries to be used for electricity.
Oh.
Disagree, neutral, agree. Australia should no longer export coal to other countries to be used for electricity.
Are we getting good money for the coal?
Yeah. Particularly now, because Russia isn't selling, people aren't buying Russia's coal.
In the short term, I say we keep going with the coal.
I think we need to keep, we're number 13, dude, baby.
We're 13 for a reason. But also, I think we should move to a more sustainable way.
Absolutely. We need to invest more in renewable energy.
Absolutely. And I'd love to see Australia that. But in the meantime, we've still got the coal.
These
places are going to use the coal.
Well, not if no one sells them. But then Brazil's just going to sell it to them or Canada or something.
I think we take the money while it's on the table.
Yeah.
This is what I've heard people in comedy. My agent says it. She's like, when the money's on the table, take the money.
Yes.
And then we can form a better plan after we've got the money.
Is that what your manager says?
Yeah.
There's money on the table.
Money on the table. Take the money.
I reckon, I think somewhat disagree. I want to go. Because this implies should no longer export coal. It's like, turning it off tomorrow kind of doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any
sense. That's crazy.
But we want to move to a place where we don't have it.
We definitely want to phase out coal. So let's go somewhat disagree.
Yeah.
Should no longer export coal. Foreign companies should be prohibited from leasing Australian ports.
I agree with that.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It's like the harbour side in Sydney is no longer ours.
Oh, what about a short-term lease?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, okay. No, of course a foreign company needs to do it if they're doing business in Australia.
I don't know about this one. This is crazy.
You know what I've gotten caught this confused with? Foreign ownership. I don't think a foreign company should be able to buy up land in Australia.
At all?
At all.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it should be for Australia.
Didn't China buy like our electricity network or something?
I think they bought something. They bought a lot. They own a lot here.
Yeah. I feel like...
But when people say China, it's like, well, do we mean the CCP or do we mean Chinese companies?
Yeah,
it's
Chinese like, company.
Yeah, I think, yeah, a lot of Chinese...
But I think over there, the distinction between the companies and the government is a bit more blurred.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think somewhat disagree. I don't know. I think maybe neutral. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't
know about fucking ports.
Yeah, I don't really
don't
mind.
Know. Australia should end the monarchy and become a republic.
I agree. Even though I love the fucking royals, this one hurts me, dude. This one hurts me to say, but it is ridiculous that the Queen, or we go the other way and the Queen's back in charge.
Yeah.
I just think this middle ground that we're living in. The middle ground makes me feel uneasy. We should become a republic or she gets back in the hot seat.
You know what? If we leave, do we still get to be in the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah.
Okay, because I like the Commonwealth Games.
Okay.
I have a bit of...
sympathy for the Commonwealth Games.
Well, sympathy for just like being part of the Commonwealth and stuff. Because it's like how, particularly with like uncertain times, like war and stuff, it's like how often do you get an opportunity to be in a club?
True.
And it's like don't, you know, shake your nose at the club too hard.
Yeah, but we still would be in the club. But it's like a modern, we're not going to forget history, but we need to update. It's like a very outdated
I think I concept. Don't really care.
Well, nothing will change day to day.
Exactly.
Except we'll get rid of the Governor General.
Yeah. I think somewhat agree.
We might get a president.
End the monarchy and become
should be fun.
Can we go somewhat instead of strongly?
Okay, somewhat.
Yes. Australia Day should continue to be celebrated on January 26th.
I just can't care about this conversation anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, that's just...
But if Indigenous people want...
Yeah, that's what I mean. If people... I spend so much time speaking about it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that we're still...
With who?
On Australia Day.
Yeah.
On Australia Day, I chat.
Strongly disagree. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just change it to some other shit. Medicare should offer basic dental care for all Australians.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have any dental care. And it's going to get me.
Fuck, I don't have medical insurance. I need insurance.
Dude, it's too late for you. You should have got it earlier.
Yeah, I know. strongly agree. Can we strongly agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, nice. Dual citizens convicted of terrorism should have their Australian citizenship revoked.
Oh, what'd they do, though?
What do they fucking do?
Are they going to be all right?
Duel with where, you know?
Was it a duel? An actual duel? Like a gunfight?
But dual citizens, like if they're with New Zealand, it's like, they'll be fine. But if it's with somewhere fucked, it's like, oh, that's mean to make them go back.
Yeah, I mean, but it depends what the act was. I just think it's like, you know, I do think strip them if they have somewhere to go.
Convicted of terrorism, I think that is a bit of a slippery slope.
That's what I mean.
Because it's like, yeah, the government gets to define what terrorism is, and that can be broad. I think I disagree with that.
I mean, if they really don't like them, pop them in one of our beautiful prisons.
Exactly. Yeah. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I think somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Because I do think, I mean, hate the idea of
the worst.
Them. Yeah.
The worst terrorist, you know, you don't want them. Australia should amend its constitution to establish a representative Indigenous body to advise Parliament on laws and policies affecting Indigenous peoples. This was the proposal that I think, I forget what it's called. This was proposed and has been considered.
It's being considered at the moment.
Well, I think it's not been adopted, but a bunch of Indigenous leaders got together and considered, and it's called something. There's like a plan for that exact thing.
I'm pro it. Very pro it. Anything to do with Indigenous Australians, I just think it's criminal, the situation that has been created by various governments and the general population for not caring enough.
Totally.
Damn it. And that's what I think, Tom.
Uluru's statement from the heart. That's what it was. So I'm pro that.
I'm pro as well.
We got two more.
How good.
Sunday penalty rates should be higher.
No. I'm sick of paying more money at the cafe on Sunday. No.
Yeah, I think the penalty rates are fine.
The penalty rates are so fine.
It's
minimum
compliance.
Wage. Do you know how much you get paid in the UK, which is like one of the best places to live in the world?
Yeah.
You get probably £5 working in a cafe. Less, I reckon. They're already getting $23.
And they're slacking off on Sundays
too. Just fucking taking an order, man. No more penalty rates on Sunday.
So somewhat disagree or strongly disagree? Strongly disagree.
I think strongly disagree.
Yeah, fucking hell, it's pretty good.
It's so good.
How accessible should abortion services be in Australia? Much less, about the same as now, much more.
I don't know how accessible they are.
Well, I think it's actually kind of fucked. I think they're kind of, some really? In some states, it's like technically not even legal, but like happening.
Well, no one talks about it. I've had a few friends that have had abortions and it's like they don't, I mean, rightly so, they don't open up about it every time you're at the pub. But it's like, yeah, I don't know the answer.
But I reckon... it should be very accessible, right?
It should be easy
so
to do.
Let's
it,
just go
it
much should be more.
Good, yes.
However it is. Now, if it was more accessible, that'd always be good news. Much more. Okay. Question for the day. How much more would you personally be willing to spend each year to help prevent climate change?
Oh.
Less than 100, between 100 and 500, 500 and 1,000, between 1,000 and 2,000, more than 2,000. Let's not be talking.
My initial
this was
offer,
all theoretical before. Dude, now it's getting a bit
My initial offer was $50 a year. If you take 50 from everyone.
Each year?
Maybe 100.
You wouldn't chip in $150 a year.
Okay, 150. I would pay 150. If everyone else is paying 150.
I reckon between 100 and 500 for me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll agree. Okay. I started low, yes. Also, don't know how much it costs to fix climate change.
Okay. So now, we're going to find out where we sit.
Yes, 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 yes.
As a podcast.
What do you think?
I reckon, yeah.
I think we're pretty left.
Yeah, we're left, but We think that coal, like, come on.
We like coal.
Don't just turn it off now. Like, that's
we
crazy.
Love coal.
And we think that penalty rates are fine.
I think penalty rates are fine.
Like, are the Greens asking for higher penalty? It's like...
That's a bit much.
Surely compliance is the problem. Sorry, I keep saying that, but...
No, but I 100% agree
Come
with
on.
You.
Just come on.
It is
on.
A great way to get votes of young people, though.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. We're just simply...
Especially people that are new to voting, you'll get them straight away. If you're like, straight away $8
yeah,
more.
Yeah, once you're in your 30s, you're like, for fuck's sake, these 21-year-olds.
This ship sailed. Get out of it.
How much an hour to do what? Okay. Yeah, so we're there. Yes. We're pretty up.
What's up towards the Greens? Wow. They're a protest party.
So we're... In terms of social, so there's two spectrums, right? One's economic and one's social. So on the social thing, we're like half the way to progressive.
Yeah.
So we're, but then in the economic one, we're only a quarter way to left. So we're less economically
progressive exactly,
than we are socially.
That's probably exactly where we sit.
Yeah, totally.
Because it is like, you know, we're getting older, Tom.
Yeah.
We've still got ideas, but also, you know.
Let's not. Stop the car.
Yeah, let's just monitor our spending, you know? We just got to be a bit careful with a bunch of... We need money coming in.
I always feel like, yes, I think...
The money's on the table. You've got to take it.
You understand that, like, the economy's not nothing. But also, I would say, I don't know about you, you did politics at uni. I just don't understand some of the...
I don't understand some
of the economic kind of ramifications for some of these decisions. So it's like simply something
that
I'm less clear on.
Yeah, but I don't think politicians understand. They have advisors that tell them about
it. Oh,
no,
of course. But like point is some of these questions, it's like if it's a moral question, you can answer. It's like, are you okay with euthanasia? It's like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
I get to say that. I just
totally. And that is as valid as anyone else's opinion.
Yeah, but if it's like, is this a good economic idea? It's like, well, I don't fucking know. There's probably like run a model. I don't know.
Run a model. Fucking get the smart guy.
Why are you asking me?
Yeah.
Fucking quiz.
All right, I have to go. I'm in a huge hurry.
No worries at all. And it's been an absolute pleasure.
Is there a way to wrap this up?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it pretty came to a pretty natural conclusion there when we revealed the answer. We're 82% similar to the Greens.
And what does it say about...
55% Australian Labor Party and 39%
Liberals.
I wish
they had a question about vaccination in there.
Yeah, oh, they're not trying to get killed, these ABC people.
That would have been
people.
Unreal if it was like, do you think you should have held people down and vaccinated them?
I mean, it's probably
It would have been more interesting because of like where the ideological battle has gone to on that. That would have been great to see. They actually probably couldn't put that data in. It wouldn't have made sense.
Well, this is the thing. I think, and it's worth saying that the ABC has concocted those questions. You know what I mean? And so it makes a big difference what questions you ask to determine where people sit. So there's bias, potential bias in like what questions were. And by not including, some more kind of contentious ones like around COVID and stuff. Anyway, you got to go.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
A podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.